speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, December 27th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, we see the stock market is not disappointing anybody in terms of volatility. The people who control the levers of the economy, and that includes the Fed, profit off of volatility, folks. They make money going up. They make money going down. They don't make any money when it goes sideways. They're going to make sure that at least the stock prices don't go sideways, even if the country does. We're going to be joined today by Gerald Celente. He's going to try to make some sense for us all out of what's happening economically. And we're going to take a look at some of the fake news and make some sense out of that. It's absolutely amazing to see the fake news attacks on President Trump as he's on his way. And of course, it's a common thing for the president to not say that he's going into a war zone. They always embargo that information. So they kept that quiet until after he'd been there for 3 hours and met with everybody. And of course, the media was just dumping on him at that time. They're in the same way, as I pointed out yesterday when I hosted the Alex Jones Show. Same way they're posting, dumping on immigration and Border Patrol, ICE and Border Patrol, blaming them for the deaths of these two kids that have died in the last couple of weeks. These are children who have, their parents, quite frankly, ought to be investigated for child endangerment. I think any parent who brings their children across that dangerous crossing should be investigated rather than celebrated. And the Democrats are encouraging this kind of child endangerment. The child that came across, we've now learned, since I talked about this yesterday, I said the child died so quickly after coming across the border that he was probably already sick when he came here. He wasn't killed by the Border Patrol, but that's the way the fake news reads. They're blaming ICE, blaming Border Patrol. It turns out the father refused medical treatment. He said, no, he's getting better. And it was, they were constantly monitoring after the first contact. They're monitoring the child. And as his condition worsened, they took him, under control and tried to get him to the hospital. He died on his, at the hospital or on his way to the hospital. But this is what we're seeing. And this is the way the Democrats are spinning this. You've actually got, and we're going to play the clip for you, Joe Scarborough talking about how we're killing kids at the border. No, we're not. These parents are endangering their children. It's like that poster child for failing Time magazine, where they photoshopped that little girl, 2-year-old girl, I think she was 2, from Guatemala again, photoshopped her to separate her from her mother. She was never in reality separated from her mother until they photoshopped her away from her mother and took that child who was holding her mother's hand and crying as the mother was talking to an agent somewhere. But, you know, 2-year-old children just look up at their mother and cry. Who knows what the reason was for that? But they blame that on President Trump. They photoshopped the child away from the mother, have the child crying as she's looking up at Trump, who they have photoshopped in the picture, looking down as if he is bullying this child. That's the way the fake news operates. And then we have the fake news of Kwanzaa. We're going to talk about that. There's a great editorial today by Ann Coulter saying Kwanzaa, the holiday brought to you by the FBI. Folks, Kwanzaa is more of a joke than Festivus. As a matter of fact, it's a joke that people, it's not funny, and people take it seriously. And this is part of the FBI's COINTEL Pro, their counterintelligence program that they're running. It was really a pushback against the Black Panthers, quite frankly. And this guy tortured women. His group killed a couple of Black Panthers. I mean, these are the people that we're celebrating. This is another tradition that we've now established in America, beginning with George W. Bush. All the presidents, including President Trump, now kowtow to Kwanzaa. Well, I'm not going to kowtow to him. We're going to expose him. Stay with us. Got a lot of exposure of fake news when we come back. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, December 27th, 2018. It has been a wild ride on Wall Street this week. Huge drop just before Christmas, and now yesterday we had a historic 1,000-point boom day after Christmas. What is behind this? What is really going on with the economy? Gerald Celente is going to be joining us later in the program to talk about the true state of the economy and what is likely to happen next year. But here are some of the metrics about the real economy. Because when we look at the stock market, it's very easily manipulated. Part of what people are saying is behind this historic boom is a panic in the pension funds, having to do a massive buy order, $64 billion buy order. It wasn't the plunge protection team. It was a last-minute push by pension fund managers to try to move assets. But, of course, the stock market is always a place where the professionals profit at the expense of the amateurs. I have learned that lesson a long time ago. It is like a gambling casino. So let's talk about some of the real aspects of the economy outside of the stock market, which is easily manipulated and is basically just a confidence game, or as it's usually put, a con game. We've had the strongest in years in terms of holiday retail sales. They said that shoppers have delivered the strongest holiday sales increase for U.S. retailers in 6 years, according to the Wall Street Journal. And early data, they said retail sales, excluding automobiles, rose 5.1% between November and Christmas Eve from a year earlier. We've also got low gas prices, so that also looks good. So strong retail sales, the strongest that we've had in 6 years. We've got low gas prices, so people are traveling more for the holidays. I said the national average is down to $2.32 per gallon. Charlotte Observer was reporting on this in North Carolina. There they said that it was $2.20, 12 cents cheaper than this time last year. And then when we look at what's going on with automobiles, because this has been a sore point just before the holidays as GM started closing factories. And President Trump called him on that, as he should, because GM got a lot of bailout money. They were actually called out as to the phoniness of their taking out. This is a company that is in economic trouble. They get some bailout money. They get a loan. They also get other subsidies. So they got a couple of different bank accounts of massive piles of cash coming from the federal government. And so what they did was they took some of their money from one account, and they used it to pay off their quote-unquote loans. It's kind of like the way the banks were able to pay back all of their loans. They said, we paid it back with interest, except that the interest rate was 0%. The Fed had taken care of that. That's how they created this new bubble, made it bigger. So the banks were able to pay back those loans with a 0% interest rate. Well, they're charging you, of course, 25% interest on your credit cards. Are getting 0% money from the Federal Reserve. That was what was happening under Obama for quite some time with the Federal Reserve. But when you look at General Motors, they were able to take that money and just move it from one account to the other account. And then this company that is supposedly in financial trouble is paying to take out ads bragging about how responsible they've been. And all they did was an accounting trick. Now there's other accounting tricks that are going on with General Motors. One analyst has looked at this, Breitbart article, said outsourcing the American jobs are responsible for GM's layoffs and not the tariffs. Again, we see the mainstream media constantly attacking President Trump for anything that goes wrong in the economy. It's always President Trump trying to equalize tariffs. It's okay, says Wall Street Journal and the mainstream media, for China to have tariffs on our goods going into their country that are 10 times greater than what we charge on their goods coming into our country. So that 10-to-1 differential that's there, big part of the China price. And of course, they are allowed to grow at 10% a year. We just had the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, bragging about the fact that for the last 40 years, after they reformed from the insanity of Mao, who they still worship, and he's still trying to reenact that Mao cult of worship for himself. But he talked about how, well, you know, we had the reform of Deng. It's like, well, why did you need to have reform if Mao was such a genius? You know, what had he done? Well, he'd starved tens of millions of people with his cultural revolution and so forth. And so, yeah, they desperately needed reform. They were starving to death, quite literally. All the stuff back in the 1950s, eat the food on your plate. Children in China are starving. Should have been saying to people, eat the food on your plate. The children under communism are starving. Of course, that never changes. The children under socialism, under communism, are now starving in Venezuela. Say that to your kids tonight as you're eating Christmas leftovers. Eat those leftovers. The people in Venezuela are starving because they're under socialism that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants to bring to us. So anyway, that was a meme in the 50s when I grew up, you know, starving children in China. And it was real. I don't know how many tens of millions. You can't get accurate data on it, right? They don't bother to count the bodies. Just shove them into mass graves. So they need to have reform. And the reform came in terms of help from globalists who gave them an unfair competitive advantage. So they've been allowed to grow their country at 10% a year for the last 40 years, 9.5%. We, on the other hand, our Federal Reserve goes into a panic and tanks the economy if we get above 2%. And that's what they're doing right now. Why do we have these different standards? Why is it okay for China to charge 25% taxes on goods, but it's wrong if we raise from 2.5% and say lower it to 2.5%? They said, no, we're not going to lower it. We'll go down to 15%. And Trump said, all right, well, then I'll go to 25. I'll go the same price, the same rate that you're doing. If you want to come down to 2.5%, I'll raise mine to the 25%. And they've been wringing their hands and blaming every economic toe stub on President Trump ever since, on his trade war. They hear about this. And so as they point out, this Breitbart article, it's not the tariffs. It's General Motors and their layoffs and the fact that they want to outsource jobs. Why? Because they can get cheap labor. As I've said before, they want to send the factories to other countries and they want to import the cheap labor into our country. That's the corporate model for profit. And so this is a new analysis from the Coalition for Prosperous America. The research director there is Jeff Ferry. His analysis shows that the recent announcement by GM to lay off 14,700 workers in North America, including 3,300 American factory workers, is the end result of the corporation's outsourcing business model. His research reveals that GM is one of the, quote, most aggressive automakers in terms of outsourcing U.S. production to Mexico. He said GM's Mexican production is up by 300,000 units over the 2008 level, but U.S. vehicle production fell by 330,000 units in 2017. Oh, isn't that interesting? So Mexico goes up by about the same amount that we went down. That's that giant sucking sound that Ross Perot warned us about with NAFTA, isn't it? He says, while production in Mexico rose by 126,000 last year, Ford is now the number one producer of vehicles in the U.S. He said, with the closures announced last month, it's likely that GM's U.S. production will continue to fall while Mexican production rises. If GM wasn't loading up its Mexican plants, but instead shifted some of that production to U.S. facilities, is planning to close, those facilities would be running at much higher levels of utilization and would probably be profitable, but not really, because when you look at the fact that American workers working for GM make $30 an hour, but the Mexican workers earn $3 an hour. That's what's going on. They have the American taxpayer subsidize them. And then they move the jobs where they can pay people one-tenth, $3 an hour instead of $30 an hour. Those are your corporate buddies.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media, they can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes. They can call BS. It's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Take a look at some of the trends this year. We've talked about how it's been a record year for retail. They've had the biggest year for retail sales that we've had for at least 6 years. And many other positive signs. One of the most popular things that people have been buying, according to several news outlets, is cannabis. Cannabis for Christmas. Pot dispensaries reporting record high holiday sales. And when I saw this story, it reminded me of the poem, you know, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." And what instantly came into my mind was the line there where it says, "The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth. The smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. A jolly old elf." And it appears that all the milk and cookies have disappeared out of California. not one to be found anywhere. So big sales on milk and cookies as well. And, folks, seriously, though, the most important thing about what has happened with cannabis, the most important thing, it's more important than whether you like to use it or you don't like to use it. It's more important than the medical use, quite frankly, or at least as important. I mean, a lot of people need it for conditions that they can't get any other medication otherwise, and it's safer. And so regardless of these other issues, the overriding issue is the fact that it has shown us how we can peacefully nullify federal overreach that violates the Constitution. And conservatives, you have to understand, this is the 47-year war on drugs never reduced cannabis use. What it did was it gave us more dangerous forms of it. It gave us synthetic, genetically modified versions of it, like skunk or whatever. So it's made the situation worse, just as we saw with alcohol prohibition. But with alcohol prohibition, they had enough respect for the Constitution. There's Jeff. He's not happy about that, but I don't know where he is now as he's reading this. Maybe he's probably like, John Boehner. Sessions is probably out there investing in marijuana stocks now for his retirement programs since he's no longer got a job at the Department of Justice. But it has corrupted the Department of Justice. It's corrupted our law enforcement everywhere. We now have, not just ham sandwiches being indicted. We have automobiles and houses being charged with crimes and locked up by the police who use them, who take them, stealing the property, essentially. This whole fiction of civil asset forfeiture is one of the, prison reform that we just had, I'm glad to see that happening. This whole idea, one of the things we never did with alcohol prohibition, we never went after the end users. We went after the producers. And it was shut down largely because people said, well, I don't want to lock up my neighbor for, selling alcohol to people because we used to buy alcohol all the time. And alcohol is a much more dangerous drug than cannabis is when used recreationally. And alcohol doesn't have the medical uses that cannabis does. But the key thing, and this is the most important aspect, regardless of all the corruption about Boehner and these other people who pushed this thing for decades, Boehner, who just a couple of years ago said, I'm unalterably opposed to legalizing marijuana, now he is one of the big money guys putting deals together. He's gone green. And it's the kind of cash green that he's gone. So besides the corruption, besides the hypocrisy, besides the fact that it's never worked, besides the fact that it's a UN agenda, besides the fact that it has destroyed the Constitution, the positive thing that's come out of this is that we've seen 2/3 of the states peacefully nullify federal overreach. And even when you've got somebody like Jeff Sessions, who desperately thinks that this can work, if we just give it another 50 years, maybe it'll work. In spite of that, he never did a thing. Never did a thing, in spite of all the threats, in spite of what he really personally believed, never did a thing to try to overturn these state laws because he doesn't have the power under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, and he doesn't want that to be brought up in the fight, because then we would show that the emperor has no clothes. The emperor has no authority in this area, and that's the way you shut it down, and that's the most important thing about this. And you need to understand, all the conservatives need to understand, even if you think after 50 years that you're going to stop people from using pot by these draconian measures that have corrupted our police, that have corrupted our legal system, even if you think that's going to work somehow and it's worth the price of corruption, it isn't going to work. And you need to take this, we've seen from rolling back the federal prohibition of marijuana, and you need to use that to shut down federal laws that are going to be coming from the Democrats about gun control or about other things, about education. Pick a subject. The federal government has intruded itself into every aspect of our lives, and you can shut it down in all these different areas. Now, along that line, we've not only had prison reform, we just had Trump just end hemp prohibition. And let me point out again that hemp has no THC in it. It cannot get you high. There's no psychoactive component to it whatsoever. Hemp was used to make cotton. It's used to make ropes. It's used for a lot of different things. And, of course, you can buy a lot of hemp products, sell hemp products in the United States. It's just you had to let the Canadians grow it because we were prohibited from doing that. So now President Trump has just ended hemp prohibition. Again, there was absolutely no reason for hemp to be caught up in the war on drugs in the first place. It's not a drug. It doesn't have the drug THC in it, the substance THC in it. Trump has just ended hemp prohibition across America, legalizing industrial hemp farming nationwide, reports Mike Adams at Natural News. And when we talk about things that we need to shut down, when we talk about things that we need to nullify at the state level, first thing that comes to my mind is the TSA. We nearly did it in Texas a few years ago. And shame on the lieutenant governor with the CIA ties who pushed that back. But here's six reasons to hate the TSA when you travel this year from Reason Magazine. They're going to be putting their hands on 41 million people or x-raying you or whatever it is that they want to do. Here's seven times, according to Reason, that TSA made them shake their heads in mild belief or intense disgust. They confiscated a pink plastic dinosaur-shaped hand grenade toy, bragged about it on their award-winning Instagram account. Yes, they have caught a lot of awards, but they haven't caught any terrorists. And they took a picture of this toy that they confiscated. We're not going to have enough time. We're going to have to continue this one, come back, because, folks, you need to hear what your government, the TSA, theatrical security agency, because it's no real security whatsoever. As they were threatening to turn Texas into a no-fly zone, we now have, thanks to a lawsuit, that they ineptly posted the unredacted portion. We can see what they didn't want us to see because they put up the unredacted version first to pacer.gov, then they put up the redacted version. And at the same time that they were threatening to shut down Texas because we said, you're not going to put your hands on kids without a search warrant or some other reason, or on us. They said, well, we'll shut it down. And they were saying internally, there's no threat against airports or airplanes. That was 2011. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you. So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted, that's all because you are the core, listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty, that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker. And I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together. And I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, we look at the popularity of cannabis as a Christmas gift this year. Record high holiday sales. And the fact that it's been legalized in 2/3 of the states. It is a pushback against federal overreach. It shows that short of becoming slaves to the federal government or having an armed revolution, there is an intermediate way. There is, an armed revolution in terms of secession. You can nullify the federal government. And even with somebody who was rabid about drug prohibition, like Jeff Sessions, wanting to overturn this, he realized that he didn't have any constitutional authority for this. And he didn't want to be exposed. And so he laid off. And folks, when Texas nearly shut down the TSA here, said as they stepped up their intrusions into our lives, they were not saying you can't do this legally. They understood that we could do it. We could stop these types of intrusions if we had the will to do it. So what they did was they tried to blackmail. They always, typically, it's like, well, we're going to withhold funding about this or that. If you don't put the boys and girls in the showers together, then we're going to withhold the funding for your schools. We just need to say, fine, keep your money. Keep my money. Maybe I won't send my money to you. But there are other ways that we can do this, and I think that's the most important thing. We've now ended hemp prohibition, thanks to President Trump. He signed that. But in terms of marijuana prohibition, the marijuana that has a drug in it, hemp should have never been included in the UN agenda. It was the UN that created those four schedules and put everything in the four schedules. They did it 10 years before Richard Nixon put his name on the bottom of it and called it his war on drugs. It's the United Nations war on drugs. And we've got other UN agendas that are being pushed down our throats as well. But folks, let's talk about some other things that we can do. Let's talk about the TSA. This time of year, we all have typically exposure to the TSA. Reason put together their seven things that they thought were unbelievable or disgusting that the TSA had done this last year. The first one I got to just before we went to break, they confiscated a pink plastic dinosaur-shaped hand grenade toy and then bragged about it, put it in photos of confiscated items on their Instagram account. As I point out, they won more awards for their Instagram account than they have caught terrorists because they haven't caught any. They said that, as you can see from the picture, anybody with half a brain can see that it's not a real grenade, but it still wasn't allowed. The agency prohibits replica firearms, including toys and carry-ons. And that includes plastic dinosaurs as well. What's the point of having power if it can't be arbitrarily applied? If it's not absolute power, there's not really any point in having that, right? Well, let's tell them that we have some power too. And that we can shut this kind of stuff down. They did that to my daughter. We adopted her from China. She was almost 5 years old. We knew it was going to be a very long and trying flight for us and all the people on the airplane. And so we went to a market that specialized in toys. My wife secretly bought all kinds of interesting things that she was going to dole out to her a little bit at a time. Because she didn't speak English. It was difficult for us to communicate anything with her, so just had to do things like that. And the TSA took every single one of those toys, and none of them looked like a dinosaur that would be a threat to the plane's safety. None of them looked like a hand grenade that would be a threat to the plane's safety. Took every single one of those toys. And so all of us sat there while she screamed her lungs out on that long flight from China. Number two, a secret watch list for loiterers. That's right. We heard about this. The New York Times revealed the fact that they have a watch list for any passengers that they think are unruly. Or if you do things like I do and get in their face when they when they want to search you. I'm sure I'm on that list. They haven't put me on the no-fly list yet, but I'm sure I'm on their list, their watch list for unruly passengers because I will not be ruled by blue-gloved, pot-bellied bureaucrats. And you shouldn't be either. Shouldn't kowtow to this stuff. Number three, TSA agents spent 5 minutes searching a 96-year-old woman in a wheelchair. That all happened this year. What do you think she's going to do? Set off a shoe bomb, said the daughter of the 96-year-old woman. And they were very polite, but they just went all over this 96-year-old woman in the wheelchair for 5 minutes. Number four, air marshals. And I'm sure the lady who objected to that, she's now on the list of unruly passengers for questioning why they would manhandle her 96-year-old mother in a wheelchair for 5 minutes. Number four, air marshals secretly followed an artsy Virginia mom on flights to make sure that she wasn't going to destroy America. They said they tracked Taylor Usury, a social media manager who had traveled to Turkey to take some art courses. They followed her when she flew to Florida in July. They tracked everything she did, and they even boarded the flight with her. She was one of 5,000 passengers who were tracked by the TSA's quiet skies. Shh, don't tell anybody. We got a secret program here. And don't tell anybody that our internal memos in 2011 were threatening to turn Texas into a no-fly zone said there are currently no threats to any airports or airplanes. Yeah, shh, don't tell anybody that. Number five, the TSA confiscated bullet-shaped ice cubes. In October, the agency posted another one of the photos on their award-winning Instagram account of some bullet-shaped whiskey stones that they'd confiscated at an airport in Idaho. Whiskey stones are used to chill drinks. So in other words, you know, it's one of these things where you've got to It can be shaped like anything. It could be a ball, or it could be shaped like a bullet, and you got some a liquid, you know, water or whatever, that you can freeze inside, and then as that melts, it doesn't dilute your drink. But these were shaped like a bullet, and so they confiscated them. Don't worry about the fact that there aren't any guns that shoot whiskey stones. Crucially, they're not bullets, which the TSA bans from carry-on luggage. But I happen to know somebody who, I will not say who, because I don't want to get them on the list of unruly passengers. I happen to know somebody who actually did a flight with bullets in his or her pockets. I won't even say which sex. Did a flight and discovered, much to their chagrin, that, I forgot to take these out of my pocket. And the TSA forgot to find them. That's how effective they are. That's why I say it's the theatrical security agency. It's all security theater. There's Alex. Yeah. Yeah. Don't forget. If you got a gun, don't forget to leave that behind as well. In the post, the agency also noted that the empty shell casings are fine as long as the projectile is no longer intact and the primer has been removed or discharged. Oh, well, then that should have covered the whiskey stones, right? Because I didn't have a primer. Oh, and it just goes on and on. They have a TSA puts a squeeze on a working mom. So they had, six of these things. I have a seventh one. The headline article of Breitbart, TSA moving away from pointy ear airport dogs that scare children. See, that's the seventh reason why you shouldn't like the TSA, because they make even dogs look bad. And put dogs, they get dogs that scare children. This is your government at work. And folks, the government acts this way because you let them. Because you let them. The same way that, as I was saying yesterday, all the talk from LeBron James about how he is a multi-million dollar slave of billionaire owners and so forth, all that nonsense. But you know, you are the real slaves. You and I. We're the ones who get put into bondage for stadiums for these billionaires. Doesn't matter if it's an NFL stadium. In California, they're building a $4 billion stadium. They remodel these things and fix them up. Pay more attention to that than we do to our nuclear reactors that are decaying and getting very dangerous. No, we got to fix up those stadiums. And you guys out there in America say, oh, this is great. Our team is doing great in the playoffs or whatever. We did this and we did that. No. It's the billionaires and the millionaires that did it. And you're the suckers paying for their business. That's the real slavery.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, Breitbart had a seven notable Twitter bans in 2018. Blacklisted. I remember, it seems like there was a fashion guy. Wasn't it Blackwell's List or something? I don't know. When I was a kid, the best dressed or the worst dressed every year, they would have some fashion designer. I'm sure he's dead by now. He's fairly old when I was a kid. It was like Blackwell's List or something like that. So now we got the people who've been censored by our corporate masters over the year. And of course, number one on the list was InfoWars and Alex Jones. And as they pointed out on Breitbart, InfoWars and founder Alex Jones are blacklisted from almost every single online platform and service this year, including Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, Apple, Discus, and PayPal. Now, this article is focusing on people who have been banned on Twitter. Now, most of these people have not been banned on every single platform within a 12-hour period. That should tell you something about how dangerous we are. Truth is very dangerous to the establishment. And of course, since they're focusing on Twitter, they say, well, Twitter banned InfoWars and Jones after Jones filmed himself confronting and insulting a CNN reporter for lobbying platforms to ban InfoWars and Twitter. Released a statement about that. Okay. So if you have other reporters who say, you need to ban the free speech of other press organizations, other people that I don't agree with, that I compete with in the marketplace, but, you know, I disagree with them politically as well. Let's say maybe it's not just about the fact that they're failing economically, but also the fact that they've got their politics, which really matter to them more than their profits do. They matter to us more than our profits do, our politics and our free speech and what we say about things. So I'll give them that. I'll say, okay, CNN cares more about their political agenda than they do having viewers or ratings or anything like that. But they want to win by silencing other people. This is, of course, a strategy that we've seen over and over again. And so if you have the audacity, as Alex Jones did, to confront Oliver Darcy, who's constantly hectoring people, at that point, Twitter was the only major platform that had not banned Alex Jones. And so he's hectoring Twitter to get Oliver Darcy from CNN is hectoring them, saying, you know, why aren't you banning him? See, he did this, he did this, he did that. It's like, why don't you write something, Oliver? Why don't you tell people something? Why don't you do some reporting rather than being just a CNN censor? He has nothing to say. He is like these Marxists who showed up at the protest at Planned Parenthood here, holding up signs, talking about how abortion is black genocide, and the Marxist protesters show up with their black signs to cover our signs. They had nothing to say. They had no argument. Oliver Darcy has nothing to say. He has no argument. He simply wants to shut down people that he can't defeat in the free marketplace of ideas, because he has no ideas. He's an authoritarian Marxist. And so when Alex Jones confronted him, Twitter said, you're bullying, and they shut him down. That was the excuse that they were waiting for. Jack Dorsey was not evidently on the conference call with all the Silicon Valley people as they were conspiring to do this. And if you don't think it's a conspiracy, look at the fact that it was done in a 12-hour period. Or look at the fact that you had even people later on YouTube who were applauding. This is a group of liberal millennials who were saying, yeah, it's good. I'm glad they got rid of Alex Jones. I don't like Alex Jones. They're within their right to do this and so forth. And because they were saying Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, YouTube shut them down in the middle of a live broadcast. Just like they shut me down in the middle of a live broadcast, except that they never gave me an answer and they never reinstated me. To them, they apologized, said, oh, sorry, it was a mistake. As they were shut down, they continued to record it themselves, and they posted it up on Twitter, and they said, oh, I guess maybe there is a conspiracy to silence everything about it. This is maybe kind of crazy, because now they're shutting us down, even though we were licking their boots. Licking the boots of the censors, and they still shut us down. And so who are some of the other people that they shut down this year? As I point out, Alex had about 900,000 followers on Twitter. They shut down, of course, Gavin McInnes. As I point out, Breitbart's tech senior reporter, Alam Bukhari, said at the time a Twitter spokeswoman said the accounts had been banned for violating Twitter's policies on violent extremist groups. Yet both the Proud Boys and McInnes advocate mainstream conservative and libertarian positions. Doesn't matter. 250,000 followers, they just shut them down. Laura Loomer talks about the fact that the Congresswoman-elect Ilhan Omar supports Sharia law, implying female genital mutilation, so they shut her down. Yet they leave up Louis Farrakhan, who has real anti-Semitic views. He's no problem. You've got other people. You've got Jesse Kelly. You've got Tommy Robinson. You've got Owen Benjamin. He's a libertarian comedian. He had over 120,000 followers. He was banned from Twitter in April. You got Sabo, the street artist in California. He was shut down. This is censorship, folks. This is the blacklist for 2018. But, of course, we could add a lot more people. That's just seven people. You understand that 2 months after they deplatformed InfoWars, they came after 800 sites. This was all done before the election. There was a hit list that was provided to social media companies by the Democrat Party. They got that hit list from Indiana University. They have an algorithm. Oh, well, bow down and worship. You know, this is an algorithm. And so they just say, well, let's put in some certain factors that we're going to screen for, like political view or whatever. And we're going to say these people are Russian bots. And so they have a program. They identified over 10,000 accounts that they're Russian bots, sent that to their patrons at the Democrat Party. The patrons passed it along to social media. They just shut them down. And so we got another 90,000 coming up. Wait for that. But they shut down 800 sites. 2 months later, another massive purge after they took down InfoWars this year. You have to ask yourself, what is it going to take for us to stand up for our human rights? What is it going to take for the government to protect our human rights from corporations that would steal them? My right of free speech, your right of free speech, your right to be able to see and hear what you want to see and hear. Your right to be able to comment on what you see and hear, to speak. Oh, but you shall see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. And we said, that's fine. It's corporations. They can do whatever they want. The corporations are the beard for the government censorship. The government created these corporations. The government helped to establish them. put them in place to be the owners of the internet. And they are no more allowed to take my human rights or my, the rights are my property. And if a corporation would come along and just, if Apple was to come along and steal my car, would that be okay for Tim Cook to steal my car because he's a big corporation? No. And the Supreme Court has said it's a public square. And if it's a public square, even if it's privately owned, the Supreme Court said in 1946, you cannot censor free speech there. Jack Dorsey has said over and over again, his business model is a public square. Twitter is a public square. I don't care if it's privately owned. He can't steal my free speech out of the public square. Even if it's privately owned and the government helped him to take over the private square, he still can't do that. And then we have news of a new documentary coming out, No Safe Spaces. We got Dennis Quaid, who is going to be, actually, he's got a band. He's got a song that's going to be a part of it. But they're also going to have Tim Allen, Cornel West, Van Jones, Alan Dershowitz, Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, Dave Rubin, many others on this upcoming documentary, No Safe Spaces, talking about how censorship is going to be hitting everybody. And when they took down those 800 different platforms, they didn't get just conservative, just Trump supporters. They got libertarians. They got people on the left who criticized war because those are the people who are really behind the censorship. It's NATO, the Atlantic Council, the Integrity Initiative, and so forth. These are the people who are really behind the censorship. The corporations are simply their front men, just like they do with the debates for third parties. They use the media to keep the third party candidates and the independent candidates out of the debates and say, well, it's privately run. We can't do anything about it. We're not shutting down free speech. Oh, yes, they are. So folks, if you want to support us at InfoWarsStore.com, we still have our sale up. It's our end of the year inventory clearance. We're trying to get inventory out because there's a big inventory tax here in Texas. So we're trying to clear inventory out at the store. We've got up to 75% off. Free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points. All of the 24-hour specials are back. We've got many products like BrainForce Plus, Ultimate Bone Broth, Supermail, Female Vitality, Silver Bullet, our all-natural knockout, Sleep Aid. These products are 50 to 60%. Some of them 75% off, free shipping, a free T-shirt with every order, and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you can fight back. One of the ways that you can fight back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about fake news attacks on President Trump visiting the troops, the fake spin on the death of the migrant boy at the border, and we're also going to talk about the fake holiday Kwanzaa. All that's coming up in the next part of the program. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Gerald Celente. He's going to talk to us about the stock market, the big fake economic metric that's out there, as Gerald has pointed out. Not only has the stock market been pumped up with these artificially low interest rates from the Federal Reserve for a while, creating bubbles there, creating bubbles in the housing market, but also the tax plan that we've had has allowed them to buy back their stock. That's been a big part of this bubble. So what's going to be coming up in the new year? What's going to be happening as we see massive swings this week already? We've had, I haven't looked to see what the stock market is doing yet today, but, Monday we had a massive decline. Tuesday's Christmas, Wednesday, 1,000-point jump, historic jump, the most points that the stock market has gone up in a single day. But I want to take a quick look at some Second Amendment news here. Coming out of Washington State, Marysville, the plan was to steal tools, but then the customers drew their guns. So you had a couple of guys, 22 and 23-year-old guys, they go into a small farming store, Coastal Farm and Ranch Store in Marysville. This last Saturday afternoon, they stole four nail guns, each worth over $400. That's $1,600 worth of stuff. And they walked out of the store and got into their Honda Civic. And then, click, click, they're surrounded by six customers pointing guns at them. one customer was standing in front of the car yelling at the alleged thieves to get out. One of the suspects said, "He won't shoot, run him over." And the guy did. He wound up on the hood of the car, and he didn't get hurt, evidently. Another customer then shot at the driver's side front tire. A third fired twice at the rear tire. Someone shot at the car one more time as it left the parking lot. They didn't get too far. An employee saw the car leaving, drove after the thief suspects. He saw one of the men lean out of the passenger window, hold up what looked like a gun. Maybe it was just a nail gun because they didn't find any guns. But anyway, maybe it's one of the nail guns they stole. No, it's probably still in the box. The employee stopped chasing the men after what he thought was a gun being held out and went back to the store because he didn't have a weapon. There were six customers who did, though, and they took this guy on. The Marysville police found the thief suspect's car unoccupied about three blocks away. It had two flat tires and the stolen tools inside. Both men were apprehended after a search. They denied having a gun or seeing the employee follow them. Police found no firearms in the car. Now, when we look at what these people did, a couple of instructions here, folks. When we talk about the Wild West, there was an excellent book done in terms of research and something about gunfighters and cattle rustlers or something in the Wild West. I can't remember the exact title. But what they found was that, yes, there were occasional shootouts that would happen, like the OK Corral or something, or you'd have a couple of gunfighters shooting each other in the street. But typically, there was very, very few exchanges of firearms because everybody was armed. Other than somebody like Billy the Kid, who's just itching for a fight, nobody typically pulled their guns on people. You had very, very low crime. You had very, very low, there we go, there's, that's probably, Kurt Russell. He named his son Wyatt. He likes Wyatt Earp. Anyway, but there was very, very low crime. You didn't have mass shootings at all because everybody was armed. And you had this type of thing. And if there was a big crime, the sheriff, who didn't have a lot of professional people writing tickets and harassing the populace with armed government workers, he would get the posse, the power of the community, posse comitatus, and they would go get the person of the human crime. But nevertheless, when we look at this, as restrained as these guys were, far better trained than the police would be, the police chief there said, well, we're going to have to talk to these people. We're going to
bring them in. So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted. That's all because you are the core, listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty, that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker. And I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together. And I salute you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about the mainstream media's fake news attacks on President Trump, on Border Patrol and ICE, and how they have panicked ICE. Actually, it's going to make things a lot worse for people at the border. But I just want to finish up with what I was talking about at the top of the hour. Out of Washington State, the Marysville police there are now looking for the people who came forward to stop some thieves who went into a local hardware store there, stole $1,600 worth of tools. They got four nail guns, each of them $400 a piece, just walked out. They get in their car and they're surrounded with six customers who have their guns drawn. Now, they acted very responsibly. One guy got in front of them, and with a gun drawn, they said, just run him down. He won't shoot. And they tried to run him down, hit him with a car. The other guys all shot at the tires, shot their tires out. They eventually recovered the car, recovered the tools, and they eventually recovered the crooks. And now the police are looking for the Good Samaritans, who, by the way, I wanted to point out these six armed customers acted far more responsibly than our trained police typically do. The trained police would have killed everybody. These guys were shooting at the tires to stop them. They acted in a very restrained way. And nevertheless, you have this police commander there in the small town in Washington State said, well, it's not clear if the other people involved fired their guns lawfully. They left before we got there. Uh-huh. Yeah, they know what this police force is about. Anytime you're firing a weapon in a public place, especially a few days before Christmas. Yeah, because, you know, the Second Amendment and your right to defend yourself is severely curtailed around Christmas time when there's shoplifting going on. Especially around Christmas in a crowded parking lot, it's a grave concern. Well, this guy is a police commander. He is not a sheriff, so he's not elected by the people. He is appointed by the bureaucrats. He answers to them, not to the people. Considering the way that the community came together to stand up for this local store owner who was being robbed, I think the sheriff ought to back off and go after some real criminals. Let's talk a little bit about the fake news here. The media has falsely linked the migrant boy's death to Trump and to the shutdown, reports New American. I talked about this yesterday on the Alex Jones Show as I was guest hosting. The way that this is being reported, they make it sound like Border Patrol and ICE are the ones who are responsible for this boy's death. And, of course, by extension, President Trump. And yet, grab video clip number five. Because I want you to hear what Joe Scarborough had to say. Oh, we're killing kids at the border with our policy. As a matter of policy. No, it's not. As a matter of fact, it's people like Joe Scarborough and the Democrats who are killing the kids. They are encouraging the irresponsible parents to endanger their children. As I was saying earlier, you know, this child that they photoshopped away from the mother said, look at the child separation. She became the poster child. They photoshopped this little 2-year-old away from the mother, put her on the cover of Time magazine, looking at President Trump, who they'd also photoshopped out of a different photograph, crying as if he's bullying her and so forth. The father of that little girl the husband of the mother who endangered her was saying, I wouldn't make that journey. It's too dangerous. My wife took my child away. That's where the separation came in. And that's where the child endangerment happened. When the mother took the child and took $6,000 from the father in Guatemala and said, yeah, we're gonna cross the border. And we're gonna give this money to some smugglers who are gonna smuggle us across. That's reckless child endangerment. She should have been separated from her daughter for child. They do far less have far less of a reason to separate children from American parents who are never given due process. Nobody ever talks about that. Never hear them wringing their hands about child separation with all the massive abuse of CPS. I've had people on over and over again all across this country where the federal government has come in, taken children on the accusation of a nosy neighbor or somebody that doesn't like them. They never give them due process. They take the kids away. The kids are put into a many times an abusive situation. But it's abusive to take children out of a loving home because you got some nosy neighbor complaining to CPS. Or because you've got a teacher that doesn't like them. Or because they don't want to send their kids to public school. Whatever reason. No abuse involved and they take the kids away. And that's happening to American parents. And the media doesn't care about that at all. It's been happening a long time. And they cry crocodile tears over this type of situation. This kid was sick before he came in. Here's what Joe Scarborough had to say about killing kids at the border.
You know, as we approach 2019, those of us who remain eternally optimistic about this great republic of ours have reason to be concerned. Little children continue to die in the custody of the U.S. government. And
CPS. Remember, friends, oh, he doesn't talk about CPS.
That's our government.
Yeah,
that's your
CPS
government,
is our government too, Joe.
And my government that's allowing little children to die while they're being incarcerated because of a policy that's supposed to discourage people from coming.
And Joe is lying to you. I'll tell you why in a minute.
Children still remain incarcerated, and still this holiday season, this Christmas season, they're still separated from their parents. What would Jesus do? That's where Jesus would be. That would be the issue. If you read the New Testament, if you read the Gospels, that's exactly what Jesus would be concerned about. And what evangelicals who support this president and who claim to have influence over this president should be focused on in moving his policy. Let the little children come, not even close.
Okay, yeah. There's Joe Scarborough, of all people, lecturing us on Jesus. What would Jesus do about an intern in his office found dead? Did that ever happen to Jesus? I don't think that happened to Jesus. I don't think he ever had any situations like that. Joe Scarborough wants to lecture evangelicals about this. He's as bad as occasional Cortex. Oh, it's the refugee baby Jesuses coming across the border here. Yeah, okay. Leftist media is pumping out fake news stories left and right about this. Let's you just heard Joe Scarborough. Let me give you some of the headlines put out by our venerated media, like the Washington Post. Here's their headline. Migrant boy dies in U.S. custody. Trump vows shutdown and will last until the border wall is funded. See, linking President Trump to the murder of this child. Well, you know what? This child wouldn't have died in U.S. custody if we'd had a border wall. Then the Post goes on to say this. The most recent death highlighted the stalemate over President Trump's wall. What? It doesn't have anything to do with that. Trump's wall, or lack of a wall, didn't kill this boy. This boy came in sick, endangered by his father. The New York Times headline, 8-year-old migrant child from Guatemala dies in U.S. custody. See, it's Border Patrol that killed him, or ICE. And then the New York Times said, an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala died in the U.S. custody early Christmas Day. The second death of a child in detention at the southwest border in less than 3 weeks, raising questions about the ability of federal agents running the crowded migrant border facilities to care for those who fall ill. Why are the migrant border facilities overflowing? It's because of people like Joe Scarborough and the New York Times. Send them all in. Send us all of the children. We will give them medical care. We will educate them. You know, the sad fact of the matter is that if they want to criticize medical care this child got, wait till they see the education this kid gets in the United States. They're going to come out social justice warriors. Anyway, the Associated Press, U.S. Customs and Border ordered medical checks on every child in its custody Tuesday after an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala died, marking the second death of an immigrant child in the agency's care this month. So, is it parental neglect? Yes, it is. I said it yesterday, even before this came out. Daily Caller said we have now seen the timeline released, and the father, I'll have more details on this on the other side of the break, the father declined medical treatment. He's got a sick child. He takes him on this dangerous journey. Then he declines treatment. And they had to take the child away to give him treatment, but it was too late at that point.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media, they can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes. They can call BS. It's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, KristenPlata.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all and thank you.
So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted, that's all because you are the core. Listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker, and I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together, and I salute you. For those of us that are on the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now, please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've been lectured by Occasional Cortex and now Joe Scarborough about how Jesus would open up the borders for everybody. You know, kind of like the Pope does at the Vatican, you know, as he lectures everybody about this. No, the Pope is there for his globalist agenda, climate change, population control, mass migration. He doesn't care about the children. These people don't care about the children either. They don't care about real child abuse that's being conducted by our government against American citizens. CPS. They don't care about that. They don't care about those kinds of separations. And they virtue signal about this one child. Yes, it's a tragedy. Who's responsible for it? Is it the Border Patrol? Is it ICE? They tried to do everything they could to treat this child. The father declined medical treatment for the sick child before he died. It was the father who was endangering this child. You know, CPS is always separating children from parents, and in many cases, not giving them due process before they take the children. In virtually all of those cases, there's not even any accusations about imminent danger or violence when they do these separations. They just deny due process. And then they put the children, in many cases, places where they are physically or sexually abused, but you hear nothing from Joe Scarborough about that, because that doesn't fit with his political agenda of open borders, just like you don't hear anything about the Pope when it comes to doing something about the pedophiles. You know, he came out at Christmas. The closest he's come to condemning this is like, well, you know, you people need to do some soul searching and turn yourself in, because he's not going to grab anybody and turn them over to the authorities. He appeals to their conscience. Their consciences have been seared with a hot iron, just like his. When he became Pope, he said, I don't think that's that big a deal. It's probably only about 2%. That would have been about 8,000. Did he do anything about that at all? No. Did he know about it? Yes, he did. And, of course, just like the U.S. government, he comes after the whistleblowers within his institution that tried to expose that. The good people inside the institution are purged out, just like we see in the federal government, CIA, the FBI, and other places. They kick the good people out. They throw them in prison. But anyway, going back to this Guatemalan father, who is really responsible for this, Joe Scarborough? Well, you might want to take a look at the report and the timeline of what happened. The father of the Guatemalan child, reports the Daily Caller, who died Christmas Eve, denied further medical treatment from U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents after the child vomited following an initial examination from doctors. Government officials provided further details, including the startling disclosure of the father's behavior regarding the timeline of the child's deteriorating condition. I mean, he clearly doesn't care about the child. He endangered him by bringing him across the border. And he was sick. I mean, it's endangerment to start with, but this is a sick child in addition to that. Following the child's first discharge from the hospital, both he and the father were put into a temporary holding facility where agents were aware of the child's illness and provided the child with medication. A few hours after the father and boy entered the facility, the child complained of being nauseous and later vomited. It was at this point that the father declined further medical treatment for his son and told officials that he had been feeling better, an official said. During a subsequent welfare check, agents of the facility noted the child's condition and transported him to the hospital. The child later lost consciousness during transit and was eventually declared dead just before midnight. But of course, as the mainstream media reports it, Washington Post and all these people that we bow down and worship as being authoritative media, right? I said, well, this most recent death highlighted the stalemate over President Trump's budget battle. So if he hadn't shut down the government, evidently, this child wouldn't have died. Let me tell you the truth is. The truth is that if we had a wall, there would not be an incentive for parents to endanger their children like this. And they wouldn't be able to come in. And they wouldn't be able to expose our children to diseases that are being brought in. You know, people, they want to talk about Ellis Island, the immigrant experience there and everything. The immigrant experience in Ellis Island was one of quarantine. They would set people aside to live and evaluate them to make sure they weren't bringing disease into the country. And the quarantine periods could last for quite some time. That was the Ellis Island experience. But they scream bloody murder. An appeal to what would Jesus do, like Joe Scarborough just did. If we do that, if we offer people treatment. Oh, not good enough. Not good enough. You know, what about the sickness that they're bringing into our country, to our children, to us? It was in San Diego that they had a massive outbreak of hepatitis. Wasn't widely reported by the mainstream media. Don't want to talk about that. They were washing the streets down with bleach every night because they can't control who's coming across the border. Can't know if people are sick. Oh, that would be racist if we check these people for disease as they're coming in. The Washington Examiner points out another commentator. This is CNN's John Avlon. Doing his best impression, says the Washington Examiner, of an anchorman, CNN's John Avlon declared on air Wednesday that, quote, certainly the status quo is not working. We got two dead children on the U.S. government's hands. It's a terrible thing for our country. Really? Are they on our government's hands? Or are they on the hands of the parents who endangered them? Who put them on that journey that if we really had CPS involved, they would be looking at these people and taking the children away from them for bringing them in the country over that dangerous journey. That's what they would do if they were Americans. They would take them away immediately. But who are they really endangering? As they pointed out, you really ought to ask the Democrats how they intend to prevent more Guatemalan migrant deaths. Oh, but they are the ones encouraging them to come across to make that dangerous journey. Luis Gutierrez, a Democrat of Illinois, said last week he believed every single person who shows up at the border should be permitted legal entry into the country. No questions asked, no health tests. This is precisely the sort of thing that causes people to die as they're crossing the border. But now ICE is freaking out. They dumped hundreds of migrants around Christmas time. They dropped off 100 migrants in downtown El Paso on Christmas Day. Over the weekend, 200 migrants are dropped off by ICE at a nearby bus station. An additional 500 migrants are expected to be dropped by ICE this week. So they have overcapacity. There's too many people. They can't handle them. And they're now getting criticized for how they are handling the situation. Here's a clip of them talking about their policy change. Let's play video clip number one.
Less than 24 hours after the death of an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy, the second migrant child to die in U.S. Border Patrol custody, the agency announced it is developing policy changes. Officials say the 8-year-old Guatemalan boy and his father were in custody on Christmas Eve when an agent noticed the child showing signs of sickness. The boy was then taken to the hospital where he was diagnosed with a common cold.
We're running out of time. I want to give you some statistics before we run out of time, so let's cut the clip there. Again, they dropped off 100, then 200, now another 500 are supposed to be dropped off today. They're trying to comply with judges and their court decisions. Let's put this in perspective, folks. In fiscal 2018, border agents collared 396,000 illegals who tried to cross the border illegally. In 2017, that was 303,000. It's gone up 33% from 300,000 to 400,000 in 1 year under President Trump. This is the real tragedy that's happening here. Tragedy for all of us. They're going to be on the welfare rolls. You're going to have to pay for them at the expense of your American dream, your home.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future.
and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now, please take action at InfoWarsStore.com. So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted, that's all because you are the core. Listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this, that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker. And I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together. And I salute you.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've had massive swings this week. We had Monday, we had, I guess it was, people were calling it the Mnuchin Massacre, blaming Steve Mnuchin for the panic that appeared to happen on Monday before Christmas. Then market is closed for Christmas. And then yesterday, we had a massive historic rise. We had the highest single day point increase ever, 1,000 points up. It's the highest percentage raise in nearly a decade. So things are going back and forth. Let's get Gerald Celente on to make some sense out of this and to talk about where this is all headed. Of course, Gerald Celente, you can find him at trendsresearch.com. That's where you can subscribe to Trends Journal. I think you can get a free sample of it there. That's the monthly journal report that Gerald puts out talking about geopolitical and economic trends. You can also find him on Twitter at Gerald Celente. Joining us now is Gerald Celente. Thank you for joining us, Gerald.
Oh, it's always great being on with you. Thank you. And thank you for all that InfoWars does to enlighten people and give them real news at a time when all this junk news is coming out.
Well, I tell you what, we have, thank you. And thank you for coming on. We've had, I don't know, what kind of a junk market is this? I mean, it's just going all over the place. Is this algorithms that are trading? I've seen some reports, people saying this is the, Wells Fargo is saying it was a giant rebalancing for the pension funds out of bonds and into stocks, a $64 billion buy order that all hit at once, but also the algorithms all being triggered on this. I mean, what is going on with the stock market?
Well, you know, I mean, we called the economic 9/11 on September 19th in the trend alert we sent to all our subscribers. And this is 2 days before the S&P reached its peak. It's all about interest rates. And we've been saying that now for the better part of the year. Mm-hmm. All this talk about trade wars is nonsense. It's just mainstream media BS. Because here are the facts, David. All of Trump's tariffs, and I've said this on your show before, have amounted to the grand total of 0.7% negative on China's total GDP. No effect at all. Mm-hmm. It's monetary methadone that has boosted the market since the panic of 08. And I make it very clear, I would have thought we've gone into a depression by 2012. I didn't know anything about zero interest rate policy. I didn't know about quantitative easing or negative interest rate policy as they still have in Japan and Europe. So now with the Fed bringing rates up, the markets can't take it, neither can the real estate market. Look what's going on in the United States. You're seeing home sales going down, particularly on the West Coast, places like Seattle, San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Denver. You're seeing more and more homes go onto the market. They used to say there was a lack of supply. Well, that's building again now. You're looking at new mortgage applications. You're looking at refinancing way down. They can't take a lousy 5% 30-year mortgage because people aren't making any money. So the only thing that's going to keep this up, and we've been saying it, is if the Fed either does not raise interest rates again in 2019 and or they begin to lower them.
Yeah, we've seen just yesterday I was talking about the homeless people in L.A., people who are working very successful shows there out of Los Angeles, having to live in their homes. And that's jumped from a couple of years ago from 600 people living out of their cars or their vans up to over 15,700 people in L.A. alone. I mean, you talk about a housing crunch. I mean, you know, they're going to be having a vehicle crunch pretty soon because they're not going to even be able to afford to live out of their cars when we look at this. But you've been saying this consistently, that it's about the interest rates. I said yesterday when they were hammering President Trump for the Christmas Eve call they took from that that young kid, and he said, I don't know, you still believe in Santa Claus? At your age, it's kind of marginal. I would say after what we've seen 10 years ago, does anybody still believe in the Fed and quantitative easing? Because after that experience, I think it's kind of marginal, don't you?
The Fed is a criminal organization.
Yeah.
They have no right being here. And that's the dirty word that they use. The Fed. As you well know, there is Fed as Federal Express.
That's right.
They're private bankers that have taken over the country. Again, you know, this is the Christmas season. You know, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, the only time he gets violent is when he picks up a whip to drive the money changers out of the temple. Merry Christmas. We got a new brand of money changers. You call them the Goldman Sachs gang, the Merrill Lynch mob, you know, one after another. This is a criminal operation. It's against what the Constitution is. It clearly states that Congress only has the right. And they've turned it over, a low-life piece of crazy garbage that the Democrats still hail, Woodrow, may he rot in hell, Wilson, who brought us to World War I that we should have never gotten into, that just went on to destroy Europe even more and kill so many of our soldiers, and he gave us the Federal Reserve, a Princeton boy, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. The story hasn't changed.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, as you pointed out, Jesus took whips to the money changers. We had President Trump give them a tongue lashing this last week. And then immediately you had his Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, come in and say, oh, no, he can't fire the Fed. You know, President Trump is saying this is absolutely crazy. Earlier in the week, I had read some articles from people saying if they raise interest rates again, it is malpractice and they all ought to be fired. And then they did it. And then President Trump said, I think this guy ought to be fired. They all ought to go. But that, I mean, you could certainly start with that. And certainly he has the authority to fire him based on the Federal Reserve Act. I mean, it's for cause. You don't have to have misconduct in terms of creating a criminal act. It's just the fact of what they've done to sabotage this economy. That's supposed to be their mission, to make our economy grow. And yet it's the Fed, Gerald, when we've got the president of China bragging about how they've been allowed to have 10% a year growth for the last 40 years, the Fed will burn down our economy if we get above 2 or 3% interest, growth rate.
Again, they're making up this 2%. We heard that from Paul Volcker, who was the former Fed chair under the Reagan administration. They just made up this number. They make up everything. So there's no basis for it. But again, we have to look at the reality. We would not be in this problem if the natural fundamental economics would have taken place after the crash, rather than bailing out the too big to fails, the big corporations, and artificially boosting the stock markets. Because here's the deal. The reason why consumers, and by the way, we just saw high retail spending, six-year high, coming out of the retail sector for Christmas this year, is that the money is that they're not, the average person isn't concerned about the stock market because 10% of our population owns 90% of the stocks on average of about $350 million per percent of that 90%. So each household that has it in that 10% that owns the 90, the rest of the 10% that's left by the entire country, the average is only $15,000. And that includes pension programs. So the average person isn't concerned about the equity markets because, again, this is a fact, 95% of the jobs that were created since the Obama administration brought all this in are temporary jobs, what they proudly call a gig economy.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, General Motors is, as they shut down factories here in America, they're opening up more factories in Mexico because they can pay the workers there one-tenth of what they pay the workers here. They pay them $3 an hour instead of $30 an hour. And what you're talking about in terms of the stock market, I mean, that's just another metric that shows that the concentration of wealth in the hands of a few individuals. But it is going to blow back. We want to talk to you when we come back about what you see coming in the new year, what the big trend's going to be, what's going to happen economically, and then we'll talk a little bit about geopolitics as well. But I want to get your economic projections coming across because you've been right. This is really about interest rates, and they've signaled their intention to continue to raise interest rates. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're talking to Gerald Celente. Again, you can find him at trendsresearch.com. It's where you can subscribe to Trends Journal, the excellent publication that Gerald puts out. You can find him on Twitter at Gerald Celente. Gerald, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up, because we've seen that you've correctly pointed out that the real indicator, they keep talking about the tariffs because they like to blame Trump, and they say, well, you know, he's trying to equalize things in tariffs between the U.S. and China. That can't be allowed. You know, they could lower theirs from 25 to 2.5%. They said, no, we'll only go down to 15%. So Trump said, fine, I'll take mine up to 25. And they go, trade war, this is crazy. It's going to melt down the economy. As you pointed out, it isn't going to make any difference, but the interest rates will. And the Fed began raising interest rates right after President Trump was elected that December. After he was elected in November, they raised interest rates, and they've been raising them 0.25% every single quarter. We've seen this pattern before in a Greenspan, create a bubble, burst the bubble with consistent interest rates, and they've indicated that they're going to continue to do this. What do you see happening then in this next year, assuming that President Trump is, and I think, I want to get your comments on the Fed as well, trying to have this fight to fire Powell, clearly I think that's within his prerogative to do that, but I think the real problem is the Federal Reserve as an institution. Putting somebody else in that chair isn't really going to do anything. You really ought to come after that institution by auditing them, and I think there would be a massive move in the American public if they saw what these people are doing after a audit of the Fed to get rid of them entirely. But your comments, first of all, on the interest rates, and we'll talk about the Fed in general.
Well, the Fed and the interest rates, I mean, they've taken on, since the panic of 08, they had a deficit of what, about $800 billion. Now it's, what, $4.5 trillion in fake money and bonds that they bought up to juice the economy. And we were talking about General Motors when we took a break. Remember Obama gave General Motors all that money, money, to bail out a company that's failing. And as you point out, now they're sending the jobs overseas. And again, people say it's a breakdown of capitalism and they blame socialism. It's not. It's fascism. It's the merger of state and corporate powers by definition. There's no such thing as too big to fail in capitalism. So they've sold us out. And again, you know, we have to look at the ramifications of what's going on globally. So let's take a trip to Europe. Last year, they were bragging about how the European economy was going to zoom ahead. And now we're looking at countries like Germany, which is, what, the third largest exporter of product in the world. They're looking at maybe a 1% GDP raise next year. And this is despite negative interest rates. And the ECB, the European Central Bank, may not raise interest rates until the summer of next year. Then we take a look at Japan. Negative interest rates. The Bank of Japan is holding on to $5 trillion worth of debt. That's bigger than Japan's GDP. And negative interest rates, 10-year negative bond yields. So in other words, you buy a bond, 10 years when you cash it in, you get less money than you paid for it. But nobody's buying them. The government's buying them to artificially up the. Then we take a trip to China, and it's the same thing. China has a debt to GDP ratio of about almost 300. In the 1970s, America's debt to GDP was around 25%. Now it's around 80. So China's way off the charts. Their economy's slowing down. Retail sales just had the worst in 15 years. Auto sales are the biggest plummet since the 1990s. It has nothing to do with trade wars. It has to do with people not having money.
That's right. They weren't buying American cars. The American cars didn't get more expensive for them. And they weren't, actually, that's one thing they didn't really sell much of in the U.S. is Chinese cars, for example.
Yeah, but again, look at the deal. Again, the United States and Europe sold out our country.
That's
you
right.
want to get your cars made over here in China? Great. Bring over all your manufacturing because we don't know how to do it. But here's the deal. You got to go in partnership with one of our buddies over here in a state enterprise operation, an SEO, and we'll call it a phony name. We'll make it up like a company. Oh, and by the way, you only could be a minority owner in it. They did this with every industry. You go back to the day when Apple used to, I know this is going to come as a shock. They used to make their computers over here. You know, I mean, that's wild. Whoa. But we're going to get rid of those dirty jobs. Now we lost 3.5 million of them to China. Going back to the global economy, the only thing that will keep this artificial economy going is cheap money. They didn't let it happen when the markets crashed. They should not have artificially boosted it. It should have fell, but instead they made the too big to fails bigger. The more merger and acquisition activity almost at a record rate this year until December happened. Stock buybacks, that's where the Trump money went. The facts are there, almost $1 trillion worth of stock buybacks. It didn't go into capital improvements, very small percentage of it. So the only way I see this economy gaining any real permanent strength is what I call a self-sustaining economy. Why are we buying our shoes, our shirts, our socks, and 96% of everything that we wear from foreign countries when we used to have the mills over here, working them? I'm a kid when I grew up in a city, you know, the garment district in New York. The guys would be pushing these things, you know, up and down the streets, racks full of clothes. People had living wages. So it goes back to the housing decline. People can't afford to buy them. And you're talking about the people living in cars. Look what they did in New York over here. Our low-life governor gave the richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos, a $3 billion tax break to build, you know, Amazon because it could be near Wall Street and the other one's near the Pentagon. You know, so.
That's right. You know, when we go back and we look at history, Gerald, you know, looking back at the early days of America, you had Thomas Jefferson saying, we got rid of all internal taxation. They funded a constitutionally sized government strictly on tariffs. He said, what farmer, what laborer, what mechanic, know a tax man? Nobody knows a tax man because we got rid of useless things that were being done downsized the government to fit inside the Constitution. But it wasn't until the early 20th century, around 1913, that we got the Federal Reserve, we got the income tax, and all these bankers who gave us all that stuff said, oh, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to restructure the tax system so that instead of saying nobody in America knows a tax man, instead of making America a tax-free zone, we're going to tax Americans internally, but we won't tax people who sell stuff into our economy. They completely flipped the script at that point, and they keep telling us that's a good thing for us, but it's not a good thing for us. That has eviscerated America's wealth. It has moved our wealth to other countries, to China and elsewhere. That, I think, is really the thing that needs to be undone. We need to go back and go back to our roots and put America first and let Americans, as you pointed out, be free to produce inside America without having that kind of taxation.
Look at how the liberals love to talk about buy local. Oh, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. How about buy national?
Yeah, you know, exactly. Again, that's a crime. That's fascist, right? They say. And exactly the opposite. What you point out, the real fascism is what we got. Let's talk a little bit. We've just got a couple of minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other things. Let's talk about gold, for example. I just saw this article about the Russian Central Bank buying a record amount of gold this year after having a record amount of gold that they were buying last year. The interesting thing they said that they're doing is that their bank will make loans to their mining companies. So they're actually buying up and storing the gold that they're mining inside of Russia. But they're pulling in so much gold that they can't source it, enough of it in 2018, which I think is what's behind them trying to move into Venezuela and doing the same thing there, trying to expand into gold mines in Venezuela. They're very bullish on gold. How do you feel about gold?
Well, again, you know, I've been saying on your show for the better part of a year that we had forecast the bottom of gold being at $1,200 an ounce, simply because that's about what it costs to pull out of the ground. It hit $1,185. We were $15 off. And now as we're speaking, it's above $1,270. Our forecast has not changed over the last 5 years. Gold has to hit $1,450 an ounce before it breaks into a spike, which we believe will go into the 2000s. Mm. The whole world is artificially pumped up, and Russia's doing the smart thing by buying more gold, as many countries are, because again, it goes back to these artificial, this digital money backed by nothing and printed on nothing. Mm-hmm. So gold is the ultimate safe haven as we see it.
Yeah. And of course, you're pointing out, you've got all these different countries, China, Japan, all these countries, awash in debt. I think that France is probably the best example of this. They were saying, oh, look at Italy. We got to attack Italy because they're populist and so forth. And yet, the French that are being run by this former Rothschild banker are now in worse economic shape than Italy. And the people there are angry. The people in Italy are happy with their government. The people in France are not happy with what's happening. I think that's maybe the harbinger for what's coming next year. We're out of time, though. Thank you for joining us. Gerald Celente, again, you can find him trendsresearch.com. Great publication, Trends Journal. You can also find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente.
Thank you.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, KristenPlata.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now, please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Night Show.
Welcome back. I asked Gerald if he could spend one more segment with us, a short segment we have at the top of the hour, to talk about what's going on in Syria, because I know that it's very dear to the heart of Gerald, just as it is to me, to make sure that we don't get caught in endless foreign wars. And we've seen some amazing movement, and that's in a positive light, I think. I wanted to get Gerald's take on this. Gerald, what do you take? What's your take about what's going on in Syria? What President Trump said about pulling down troops in Afghanistan? I mean, it looks like this is part of a—I guess I'd call it the Bolton backfire. John Bolton is trying to expand the mission. You know, mission creep. That's the new mission sold by that creep was what got President Trump to come back and say, oh, wait, you got a new cause for staying in Syria? I think maybe we'll just leave, since the original mission was to get ISIS out and they're gone. What's your take on what's going on with Syria, Afghanistan? And, of course, President Trump yesterday said that he's going to stay in Iraq. Your comments.
Well, let's look at it. It's Syria. It's an illegal war by all definitions. It's illegal. If you or I commit an illegal act, they will prosecute us to the fullest extent of the law. But murderers like Obama and Kerry and Clinton, who said Assad has to go, had nothing to do with ISIS. They wanted to overthrow the Assad government, regime change, so they could put their puppet in there. It's all right for them to commit illegal wars. If a Democrat came out and did what Trump did, all of the media would be saluting him. But because because they're fascists and they keep selling us war, here are a couple of headlines. U.S. exit is seen as an abandonment of the Kurds and a boon for ISIS. That's given to you by the toilet paper of record, the New York Times.
Yeah.
We're abandoning the Kurds? Oh, Kurds in way? I mean, come on, what are you talking about up here? Here, this is from the Cartoon News Network. Resistance to Trump's move to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria was strong among some of his administration. Graham, Trump's Syria withdrawal, a stain on the honor of the United States. A stain on the honor? What, this little boy that didn't come out of the closet yet with cojones maybe smaller than a mothball that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag, talking about honor going into a foreign country illegally? Could anybody say the word illegally?
Oh, yeah. You know, I played yesterday, Gerald, I had that back and forth. You might remember it. It was back in 2012 between Leon Panetta and Jeff Sessions. And Leon Panetta says, you know, Jeff Sessions, are you going to send people into Syria? Well, we'll talk to NATO and our UN allies about this. And he goes, well, I can't believe what you're saying. You were a congressman. You know that we got to have a vote on this to send troops in. No, I said, you know, maybe we'll tell you when we do it. And they didn't tell anybody, right? We all find out, oh, they've got 500. No, they got 4,000. Maybe it's 2,000. They're occupying a third of Syria. They built a dozen military bases there, four airfields. Where did we ever get the authorization for any of this stuff? As you point out, it's illegal.
It's illegal and immoral.
Yeah.
Anybody that supports this, if a guy comes to me and said, listen, give me some money. I want to buy some guns. I want to kill my neighbor. I can't stand him. Mm-hmm. And I give them money to buy the guns. I'm an accessory to a crime. Anybody that supports this is an accessory to murder. Here, U.S. pullout could boost ISIS in Syria. Trump's bizarre decision on Syria. Peter Bergen, CNN. Bergen, how about bullshit, crap, jerk, wanker? Who the hell are you? This is an illegal war. We should not be in Afghanistan. We should not be in Iraq. We should not be, we should honor the founding fathers. No foreign entanglement. George Washington. And then you listen to Eisenhower, the military industrial complex propping us of our future.
They Mattis said that our core strength are our alliances, our tangling alliances, he said, are our core strength. Exactly opposite of the founding fathers, exactly the opposite of what this country was about. Exactly the opposite of America First. Thank you so much, Gerald Celente. Putting that in perspective, again, Occupy Peace, another movement that Gerald Celente has put together.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I talked about the fake attacks on President Trump and on the Border Patrol agents, on ICE and so forth that we've seen in the media. Joe Scarborough is putting it, they're killing kids at the border. No, they're not. The parents are endangering their children. This father brought a sick child on a very dangerous journey, a journey that would be dangerous even if the child wasn't sick. But the child got into the country sick, died shortly after that. We've now learned that he refused additional treatment from the Border Patrol as the kid got more ill. They took him away from the father, tried to get him to the hospital. He lost consciousness on the way and died at the hospital. But now it's all because we've got a government shutdown in Washington, according to the Washington Post. And then they came after President Trump about criticizing him, fake news again, knocking him for not visiting troops on Christmas, even though he spent Christmas night traveling to an active combat zone. They were quick to criticize him for being the first president, they thought, since 2002, not to meet with American troops on Christmas, but that was before his surprise visit to an active combat zone came to light. But here's the headlines that were tweeted out by NBC News. President Trump becomes the first president since 2002 not to visit troops at Christmas time. Yahoo News. Trump ditches tradition, becomes the first president to pass up Christmas visit to troops since 2002. On and on and on. All of it a lie. All of it slander. An attack. And as President Trump got there, actually they did not tell these people, for about 3 hours, they kept it quiet that they were there visiting the troops because of security. As Breitbart points out, it is customary for the White House to be secretive when it comes to presidential travel to war-torn areas and to active combat zones. And by the way, that war that we, are still fighting, you know, mission accomplished from George W. Bush, it's still an active combat zone. The White House did not confirm the trip until mid-afternoon on Wednesday. The details of the trip were embargoed until POTUS had finished giving remarks to a group of about 100 mostly U.S. special ops troops engaged in combat operations in Iraq and Syria, said the White House, after they put that there. And this was the reaction of the troops that he met with. Let's play video clip number 3. Well, they were happy about it, even if NBC and the Washington Post and Joe Scarborough were not. The troops, they were very happy about it. One soldier told President Trump, I came back into the military because of you. President Trump responded, and I am here because of you. And so as we see the president there, he has also announced that ISIS is very nearly defeated. They only hold 1% of the territory that they did. And as I've pointed out, it's not just President Trump's assessment, but it's also the assessment of the Russians who are fighting ISIS as well. They have, in previous weeks, reduced the number of flights, combat flights that they were making there. They were making between 100 and 110 combat flights per day. That's the Russians. They cut that back to 3 to 4 per week. That's way more than a 99% reduction. As President Trump said, ISIS is very nearly defeated in the area. He was there for 3 hours, as I point out, before they said where he was. He did say there would be no pullout out of Iraq. He said it could be a base to do something in Syria. And that may make the neocon genius that is that was pushing the Iraq war from the very beginning. Unfortunately, he may make that guy the replacement for Mattis. Mattis, who, by the way, spent Christmas at the Pentagon sending out letters to the troops. That's how he spent his Christmas there. Lindsey Graham is saying we either fight the terrorists in their backyard or in our backyard. Well, I think they want us to fight them in our backyard. That's why they're leaving the border open, right? How about this, Lindsey? Why don't you put a fence around our backyard, like all these Hollywood movie stars have fences around their backyards and their wine, their vineyards and so forth, their estates everywhere. How the Pope has got a wall, a fence around the Vatican. Why don't you protect our backyard? Let's protect our backyard. Defense begins in our own backyard, Lindsey, in Washington, D.C., and that's what President Trump is doing right now. You know, let's keep these guys out because we have not only terrorists, but we've got criminals that can come across the border at will. We don't know how many people or not everybody that comes across is a criminal. Not everybody that comes across is a welfare recipient. There's a minor number of people that are criminals, but the majority of them are welfare recipients. And all of the kids who are coming here and all the anchor babies, they're going to be getting a free education at your expense, at the expense of your home. All the dreamers will be taking, they'll be funded, their education will be funded at the expense of your American dream. Your home will be smaller if you have a home. Your apartment will be more expensive and smaller if you have an apartment because it's going to be paid for by property taxes. You may not see them if you're renting an apartment. And of course, if you're in California, you won't even be able to afford, you're already there. In that sanctuary state, people can't afford a home. They're living out of their cars. This is going to be the situation for everybody. If we follow the policies of the socialist left, they're burning down California the same way the Democrats burned down Detroit. It's not just the educational expenses that we're willing to pay for every child all over the earth who's own government does not want to pay for their education. They send them here, encourage them, help them to stay here. That's going to be a major, major expense that's going to take down our standard of living. But it's all the rest of the policies that they follow. But let's finish up with Syria. There is a report that the Southeast Syrian rebels, they call them Syrian rebels, folks, they are ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They are the people that Lindsey Graham and his mentor, John McCain, and Hillary Clinton, and Leon Panetta, and the National Security Council, all these people, they were all saying, we've got to fund ISIS. We've got to give them weapons so we can do regime change. They didn't want to fight ISIS. They wanted regime change. We were never attacked by Assad. You know, he's not a great guy. But he was not attacking the United States. We created and armed Al-Qaeda, renamed them ISIS, so we could use them to take out a political enemy of ours. And this is how sick this policy is. They are the ones who are arming and equipping terrorists, Lindsey. You were equipping terrorists, and you won't protect our backyard here in this country. And do it for all for your political games. Yeah, we're going to take this guy out, and then we're going to keep the people there so that we can push back against Iran. Well, the good news is that the lower-level people, not the people at the top, the people at the top, they still want passage. They're demanding that they be given passage to the last part of the last place that they still have in Idlib province. So the commanders from the U.S.-backed Al-Sara Brigade. You notice how they keep changing the names here? You know, they were Mujahideen, then they were Al-Qaeda, then they were ISIS, and they were Al-Nusra, now they're Al-Sara, and so forth. They keep changing the name, hoping that you don't notice it's the same thugs being armed by the CIA, by Hillary, by McCain, by Lindsey Graham, by the National Security Council, all these people. They're trying to get back to Idlib, but their army, the people, the rank and file there, are openly saying that they want to lay down their arms and surrender as soon as the U.S. leaves. They want to take the Syrian government up on the reconciliation offer. And as we were told, oh, all these people are going to be dying in the streets. They're now able to celebrate Easter and Christmas in areas of Syria that they haven't been able to do for 7 years because of people like Lindsey Graham. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com. So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted, that's all because you are the core, listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty, that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker. And I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together. And I salute you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about how the world is shaping up for the next year. I think we could wish everybody, if we were part of the mainstream media, we could wish them a Marxist Christmas and a Sharia New Year. Because that's the way this is looking as I look at the news here. We got California, for example. They're having a Marxist Christmas there. Or socialist Christmas, if you wish. They're shaping up for an epic crisis. Now, the story at Zero Hedge says, yeah, they're in great financial shape, but they're going to have an epic crisis coming up. And here's how this stacks up. They point out that Jerry Brown inherited a $27 billion deficit from Arnold Schwarzenegger 8 years ago. The governor ran up a $27 billion deficit. That's a big deal. It's a lot of money, and state governments can't just print money out of thin air like the federal government does, so they have to worry about deficits. You got to make those accounts balance. This month, however, Jerry Brown turned that $27 billion deficit into a $13.8 billion surplus and a $14.5 billion rainy day fund balance. So is he some kind of a financial genius or something? Well, no, actually, California has been riding the economic bubble that was created by the Fed and the stock market and so forth, because they have so many wealthy individuals who have made a lot of money in the stock market. And so they've got two problems, because the stock market is likely to be punctured by the Federal Reserve this next year. Oops, there goes their tax revenue. As they point out in Zero Hedge, unfortunately, it's all a mirage. Even though 48 other governors would kill for that kind of a surplus, it's just a mirage, and it's a temporary mirage here. California is home to Silicon Valley and to Hollywood, and they live and die with the capital gains taxes and bull markets. When the stocks are going up and up and up, the state is flush. But when the stocks go down, all those things turn into capital losses, and the state revenue begins to plunge. Or to put it another way, the state's top 1% highest income taxpayers generate about half of the personal income taxes. And when their incomes fall, tax revenues crater. You know, you just heard Gerald Celente talking about how such a small percentage of people, you know, we have so much wealth concentrated in so few hands that the stock market ups and downs don't directly affect most people. The people who do put money in, they realize that it's a rigged game, and so they don't stay in there too long. But it's going to have a big effect on California. But as I point out, that's not even the biggest problem. An even bigger problem is the fact that when Democrats see a pile of cash, they immediately want to turn it into votes. And so they've got a lot of designs in this new, totally Democrat state government. They got a lot of designs on what they're going to do. They got a long list of welfare programs that they want to do. And they have a massive unfunded pension situation, just like they do in New York, just like they do in Illinois. All these Democrat-run places, they have that type of problem coming up. And when we look at what it's already done to California, there are people living in their cars. And as I pointed out yesterday, they're not going to have cars that much longer, because they're working on how they can take cars away from people as well. But when we look at what's happened in Los Angeles, for example, they had just 2 years ago, they had 600 people living out of their cars in Los Angeles. Now they have 15,748 living out of their cars. That is 26 times the number of people that they had living out of their cars just a year or so ago. That's the kind of economic conditions that are coming up for Los Angeles. I'm going to go into this, and we're going to take a look at the kind of Dickens-style Christmas that they're having in L.A. You've never seen anything like this. I mean, this is getting already, before an economic downturn, it's already getting worse than Detroit. I'm going to show you what some of this stuff looks like. And we're going to talk about how Communist China is bragging about the rejection of individualism on Christmas Day, how North Korea is pushing back against any concerns about human rights. I mean, these people are vicious, and that is our future. The same people who want to take all your money, all these socialists, they also have the same orientation that the Chinese do. They want to censor everything that you do, and they want to control everything that you do. And they want to make you totally dependent on them. One of the ways that you can push back against that is to make sure that you keep a free press free. And it takes money to do that. We have a massive sale that's going on at InfoWars Store right now, part of our end-of-year sale, because, you know, we have to be concerned about what's happening with taxes even here in Texas. And there's massive inventory tax that comes up at the end of the year. So we're trying to reduce the amount of inventory we have. And that translates into big sales at the end of the year for you. We've got discounts anywhere from 50 to 75%. We brought back all those 24-hour specials that we had leading up to Christmas. We still have free shipping store-wide, but we have discounts up to 75% on many of our most popular products. You also get double Patriot points. That's our reward system for discounts on future purchases. And we have a free gift with every order. It's a t-shirt that you get with every order. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWars Store right now. Now is a great time. A lot of people don't start thinking about their health until after New Year. Start thinking about it now and start stocking up on products at a deep discount that are going to help you and your family to live more healthy New Year's. Natural products that aren't going to harm you. Natural products that will help your body, help your health. And you can give this to your family, show them how to take better responsibility, better care of their own health. We've got a massive sale going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and that is one way that you can support free speech, support it here at InfoWars, and we really do appreciate your support. Let's take a quick look at what Neon Nettle points out, the Dickens-style Christmas Day tour of liberal Los Angeles. It said, this is what a blue wave looks like. Folks, this is what socialism looks like. As I've said, while most of the civilized world enjoys Christmas, it's easy to forget those who are suffering from extreme poverty and from Democrat policies, is what I would add. Said liberal California has some of the most severe examples of slum-like conditions in America. Some areas more closely resembling third world countries rather than a thriving Western nation. And of course, they want it to be more third world because that creates a dependency on the government. That's why they've made it into a sanctuary state and are begging people to come in from the third world to live there. As I said, if you go along along with San Francisco, L.A. has ensured that California is now home to some of the world's filthiest slums of poverty and homelessness reaching unprecedented levels. As I pointed out, the people living in cars, you've now got about 16,000 people in Los Angeles living out of cars. A lot of these people have what you would think would be high-paying jobs, working on successful movies or successful film series for people like Amazon. Oh, but wait a minute. Does he really, the richest man in the world, does he really share that wealth much? No. His employees are, in many cases, having to live out of their vans. Maybe I can get a bigger van. Or maybe they'll just ban it completely in Los Angeles. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted, that's all because you are the core, listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty, that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker. And I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together. And I salute you.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, KristenPlata.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at the policies of socialism as something that will truly return us back to the time of the Dickens sweatshops. And, of course, that's what the globalists have been pushing. We now see that reenacted. Jeff Bezos, Amazon factories, the working conditions there, constantly pushing people harder and harder till he can get real slaves, the robots, because that's what a robot actually means. The original word came from the Czech word for slave. They're looking for mechanical slaves to eventually replace the people, but for the time being, you'll just have to act like robots for these evil billionaires that they have there. But let's take a look. Let's take a tour through Los Angeles, as they just blocks away from L.A.'s fashionable restaurants, coffee shops, cultural venues, is something of a war zone, a no man's land, where entry is not conducive to healthy living. Reportedly, one out of every three residents in this area is homeless. It's been called one of the most densely populated areas of people experiencing homelessness. Even for those who've heard stories about L.A.'s tent cities, nothing can readily prepare the viewer for this ride down Misery Lane. Turning onto San Julian Street from 7th Street, one is immediately greeted with a landscape that more resembles something out of an apocalyptic film than anything remotely from California. The sidewalks have been made impassable, completely taken over by tents, by other makeshift forms of shelter. People roam the streets, pushing shopping carts or carrying plastic bags that contain all their worldly possessions. This is the video that you're also watching. If you're looking at the video feed here, this is the trip that they're actually took that they're describing here. They said in one area, clothes are seen hanging over the top of a barbed wire fence surrounding a building that's unlikely to contain anything worth stealing. Even this, folks, at the San Francisco Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, you have to call the police they got a robot there that they put there to alert the police to come and clear the homeless people away from the building that is set there to protect and to prevent cruelty to animals. How about the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Humans? Or maybe we should just have a society to prevent socialism, because that's what this really is. All these virtue-signaling Hollywood stars, I imagine they do have a guilty conscience. I imagine already their wealth is eating on their souls like a cancer as they see the people who work on their movie sets having to live out of cars, hoping that they can get a bigger car. But, of course, they're also pushing to outlaw those very cars. Oh, no, you're not going to be allowed to have a car that has an internal combustion engine on it. You'll have to turn that over. Yeah, it's part of the new Green Deal from people like Occasional Cortex there. And, of course, that is a recycled idea. The only thing that's been recycled that's green about that is the fact they recycle that idea. Meanwhile, if we take a look at what's going on in China, and again, in California, they got a big budget surplus, but it isn't going to last. They've got unfunded pensions. You have these kind of third world conditions happening right now, even though they've got a massive surplus, but they've got big pension obligations that they can't meet, just like the other Democrat states. And they've got Democrats who are lined up to spend every last bit of this on their own pet projects to make money for them. In Stockton, California, as I pointed out yesterday, the biggest city to declare bankruptcy. They're going to put everybody on universal basic income. You're going to become wards of the state. That's their solution. They're not going to give anybody any freedom. They're going to give everybody free stuff. And, of course, it is a downward spiral. No individual freedom. And we see China talking about this right now. You see the state-run newspaper there, the Global Times, pushing Cuba to learn from China and to reject all forms of individualism. That's right. Individualism must be opposed, just like Christianity must be opposed. That should tell you everything that you need to know about President Xi. They're lecturing Cuba. They say that you need to have the kind of reform and the kind of economic strategy that we've used here in China, which basically, if we look at it, it is criminal fascism. That's really what they've done. You know, people talk about how the United States is a strange mixture of socialism and fascism. Well, so is China, because they are a creature of the same globalist and technocratic elitists who have created our own system that at some point looks like it's socialist, at other points it is totally fascist, because you've merged ownership of all the resources, but then they manage it kind of the way that Adolf Hitler did. Remember, Adolf Hitler mocked Stalin and said, this guy can't beat us because he has taken over all the industries and he's not capable of running the industries. Nationalizing everything should be the last step. And so Hitler, who called himself a socialist, they were the national socialist as opposed to the international socialist, he saw the confiscation of private property and the means of production as being the last thing that he would do. And that's what the Chinese have learned from. The Chinese really are like the Nazi socialists now, except they already, what they did was they said when you bring the businesses in, they didn't have anything to make the trains run on time. I don't know if they even had trains after Mao. They pretty much destroyed everything in the country. So they said, all right, you bring the trains in, and then you will give us ownership of the trains, and you'll give us ownership of the intellectual property, and we will rip you off. We will steal that. We will pirate the intellectual property and your copyrights and your designs. Chinese police even kidnapped a Marxist student leader who was out there to celebrate Mao's 125th birthday. This is a prominent Marxist student. This is an article from Breitbart, head of the Marxist Society at Peking University. He was grabbed off the street by a heavy set men who identified themselves as police, and they showed credentials saying they were police. They grabbed him and stuffed him into an unmarked car outside the campus on Wednesday on the 125th birthday of Chairman Mao Zedong. How about that? How about that for useful idiots? Useful, youthful idiots. Oh, they're their favorite ones, aren't they? The idealistic communist student leaders. And we got a lot of them. We just had David Hogg get accepted into Harvard. Everybody that ever had a Harvard degree, you just had your degree devalued. This is a guy who was rejected by about 24 different universities because his test scores are so low. But it doesn't matter to Harvard. Merit doesn't matter anymore to Harvard. So why do we care about any Harvard degrees anymore? That's what that's become. But you look at these people, these Marxists that we have in our universities, and of course this idealist young Marxist, they said, why are you taking me away? Why are you doing this? Because we can. Because we're communists. Because we're authoritarians. Kidnappers identified themselves and said as Ministry of Public Security. The university is blocking any attempts to get information about the arrest. Of course they are. You know, I talked to Hugo de Garis. He's the artificial intelligence researcher. He wrote The Artelect War. He was working in China as part of their artificial brain project. And at one point, he said to the guy at the university, they said, we want to expand this. We want to make this a world-class facility. And he said, well, that's good. He said, I just want you to be aware that China has a very bad reputation in terms of human rights. And if you want to get intellectuals to come into China, you're going to have to try to reform that. And he said the guy just kind of looked at him and stared at him. You criticize the Communist Party here? Just telling him the truth. He said the next day he got his notice he was fired. He's lucky that he wasn't taken away and stuffed into a black car. Now, that's the kind of treatment that we've seen them do to people who were pushing back against mandated abortions. Remember the blind activist who was pushing back against their mandated forced abortions? They gave him that same kind of treatment right in front of a core of journalists. They don't care. They can do anything they want. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope.
So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They didn't know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talk a little bit more about what's going on in China and Scotland. Yeah, new hotbed of religious persecution. Who would have thought? Scotland. Home of John Knox and many of the Christian reformers now coming after Christians. Oh, they're bigots, of course, right? Bigots because they don't embrace the Sodom and Gomorrah society that's being set up by the liberal elites. And we look at what China is doing in terms of cracking down on individuals there. It's not just this Marxist student who's just given the bum rush and disappeared. As I point out in the article on Breitbart, what's going on when they're setting up stuff to worship Chairman Mao and stuff? You remember that they are mandating that if you have a cross in your Christian church, if they still allow you to have a Christian church, and they're cracking down on those left and right. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But you have to put up a picture on either side of the crucifix. You have to put up a picture, one of Chairman Mao, the other one of the current president, President Xi Jinping. And so these communist students, these youthful idiots, are saying, what's going on? What? We were celebrating Mao on his 125th birthday. What law does it break? How can they publicly kidnap a Peking University student, the head of the Marxist Society at Peking University? Well, as Breitbart points out, the answer is that the current Communist Party leader and cult leader, Xi Jinping, embraces only the authoritarianism of Mao. And, of course, you know, it was Mao that kidnapped all the intellectuals out of the universities and anybody that had an engineering degree or college degree, shipped them out to the fields. They all starved. Part of our cultural revolution, we don't want intellectuals around here. You know, intellectuals are a threat. Anybody who thinks is a threat. Anybody who worships someone other than she is a threat. But they look the other way. And, of course, their little puppet there, North Korea. U.S. human rights advocacy is a serious political provocation. If you're concerned about human rights in North Korea, that is a provocation. And, again, you know, maybe we should just leave North Korea there because they serve an even better example than Venezuela does as to what communism, socialism produces. You know, we lost the example of East versus West Germany. But of course, Angela Merkel, who was an East German, she's now bringing East Germany, the authoritarianism, the poverty. She's now bringing that to West Germany as chancellor there. But, you know, you take two countries and you cut them in half, like we did in Germany. Same people, same ability, same culture and so forth. And yet one of them, because of the politics and political structure, very, very poor. And it's gone on longer in North and South Korea. And we can see how it just continues to go down and down. China is now revealing themselves to be neo-colonialists. They've been heavily subsidizing countries as part of their Belt and Road Initiative throughout the Middle East into Africa. And say, oh, you know, we're just spreading around this kind of global capitalism that we've been taught. No, they aren't. No, they aren't. As a matter of fact, they're going back into colonialism. What the globalists were doing with the IMF and others, they were pursuing policies that Robert McNamara, who got us into the war in Vietnam, escalated that. After that debacle, he went to work for the IMF, and he came up with a strategy of how to make all these people forever indebted to the banks. Instead of rebuilding their countries, like we did with the after World War II, with the Marshall Program in Germany, he told them, you know, don't build infrastructure, don't build manufacturing capacity, just set up a welfare system and you can borrow the money from the bank. Everybody said, but if they create a welfare state with borrowed money, they're never going to get out of that. That's rent seeking, and they condemned that. But that basically has been the model of the international banks. Now, China has been subsidizing building of infrastructure, but they've done it in the form of loans. And now what they've done is they've taken over Kenya's largest port. They've repossessed it. They said, we made you loans to build that port. So they're not building a welfare system there because they don't care about individuals. They're building infrastructure. But they're then going to use that to take over the resources in those countries. They're not just going to take over the ports. They're going to take over the resources that they wanted to mine out of those countries to help to pay for that port. They're not just going to take it back. They're going to want something in payment for that. Meanwhile, the industrial profits in China are collapsing in November, and they're going to get even worse. It's accelerating. But again, they're not interested in individual rights. It is about authoritarianism. They don't really care. They're going to come after people. We can see this now as to what they're doing with Christians in the last couple of months. It's amazing to me that this is never reported on by any of the mainstream media. It's only going to be reported on by conservative media. Mainstream media is talking about everything that's happening to the Muslims in China. And yes, it is horrific, but it's nothing that hasn't been happening to Christians for quite some time, and they totally ignore it when it happens to the Christians. Here's an example of how crazy the Chinese have gotten about suppressing anything about Christmas. South China Morning Post point out that Christmas decorations have reportedly been banned in at least four cities this year. Shop windows were stripped of Christmas stickers. Streets were kept free of Christmas banners and lights because he doesn't like any competition. Right? Do you ever hear the Chinese communists described in the Western mainstream press as being racist or xenophobic? They said this is an increasing resistance to foreign festivals like Christmas. But it really is a resistance to religion, to anything that would be a god other than President Xi. On Christmas Eve, that same newspaper, the South China Morning Post, reported that all the Christmas trees, lights, and bells vanished from a 27-story shopping and office building in the city of Nanyang in less than 24 hours, all the way down to the giant teddy bear who once greeted visitors at the entrance to the shopping area, just stripped a 27-floor shopping center of all the Christmas decorations, just like that. And I've got to ask you, do you think that the liberals would do that here if they could? All these people like Michael Moore who just hate every sign of Christmas. All of these liberal Ebenezer Scrooges, of course they would. They hate our culture. It is foreign to them. They have a foreign culture that they want to impose upon us. And of course, when we talk about political speech, when we talk about religious freedom, there's a reason why they're both together in the First Amendment. They always go hand in hand, that kind of repression. because these people want to see themselves as gods. Here's the latest example of this, and I don't know what's going on in Scotland. I mean, their parliament is obsessed now with gingerbread men, as I pointed out. You know, they want to make sure that you don't use the term gingerbread man. And, of course, those little cookies don't have any genitals on them. It doesn't, so there's not really any objective basis for calling them a gingerbread man or a gingerbread woman. It's all in how you decorate them. So you could call them ginger trans. But this is what the Scottish Parliament is obsessed with. What are the Scottish police doing? As WND points out, cops in Scotland were posting anti-Christian bigot hate crime posters around. Listen to this. This is from onescotland.org, and the poster, this is put up by the police. "Dear bigots, you can't spread your religious hate here. End of sermon. Yours, Scotland." Now, they reported this, and another poster. "Dear bigots, division seems to be what you believe in. We don't want your religious hate on our buses, on our streets, on our communities. We don't want you spreading your intolerance." Now, they're not directing this to Muslims, mind you. This is being directed to those Christian bigots because, you know, they support the understanding that there are men and there are women, that there's two genders, it's biological, it's objective, that there is marriage between those two genders, one man, one woman. That makes them bigots, makes them hateful. They don't want that. Scottish police don't want it. Scottish government doesn't want it. They don't even want to have the term gingerbread man. So said, "We don't want you spreading your intolerance or making people's lives a misery because of your religious dress. You may not have faith and respect and love, but we do. That's why if we see you or we hear your hate, we're reporting you. End of sermon. Yours, Scotland." And so the Barnabas Fund, it's a Christian ministry there, reported these posters and said, "We think this is a hate crime." But it's being run by the police in Scotland and the Scottish government. And so the police and the government in Scotland investigated themselves and said, no, it's not bigoted. We can hate you if we want. You know, we hate your traditional values. We hate your Christian religion. And we're going to put up posters and there's nothing you can do about it. That's Scotland. Isn't it amazing how much it looks like the communist and the socialist in China? They all go back to form, don't they? That's it for the program. Thanks for listening.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.